Somebody mentioned to me the other day that they'd gone home from shul that morning and they sat down to breakfast, and they were in the middle of eating their breakfast when their wife pointed out to them that they weren't wearing a kippah. And it turns out that they'd come home from shul, they'd taken their cap off, and their kippah must have fallen out from under their cap, whatever, and they didn't notice. And they washed the tefillah yadayim and said a bracha and said birkat hamotzi, both of those without a kippah on their head, and were halfway through eating their breakfast when they realised. And their question had been, did they need to repeat the bracha, not the bracha of tefillah yadayim, but perhaps the bracha of hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Orachaim, Simon Tzadik Aleph, Seif Gimel, says, Yesh Omrim Sha'asul Hotzi Azkara Mipiv Brosh Mugula. There's a view that one's not allowed to mention Hashem's name with an uncovered head. And the Beit Yosef explains that in Masechet Sofrim there are two opinions as to whether it's permitted or not, but Rabbeinu Rucham says that it's not permitted, and that's how we pasken. So even though in the Shulchan Aruch sometimes it says Yesh Omrim there, those who say, that doesn't mean to say that the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's not really such a big issue. It's clear that's the way that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening in accordance with that opinion. So we see that it's prohibited to say a bracha with an uncovered head, but if one did, what would the din be? So Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer Chelek Vav, Orach Chaim Simon Tet Vav, where he addresses this in Ot Vav there. And he says that if a person even davened the tefillah, even davened the Amidah, without their head covered, then b'di'avad, they fulfill their obligation, they don't need to repeat. He brings a number of proofs to this. One is that the Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah Perikei Halacha Aleph says that there are eight things which a person needs to be careful about when they daven. But if they weren't careful about it and davened without being careful about this thing, so then it's not ma'akev, it's not critical for the tefillah. And one of those eight things is tikkun ha'mabushim, making sure that one is dressed properly. And then in Halacha Hay, the Rambam says what is included in tikkun ha'mabushim. So one of those things is that a person shouldn't stand up and say the Amidah barosh megula with an uncovered head. So we see that even though the chatchila one should have one's head covered for the Amidah, if one didn't, then it's not ma'akev. He also brings down from the Gemara in Masechet Brachot in the final perek, Daf Samach Amud Bet, where we've got a list of all the Birchot HaShachar, and the way that the Gemara describes Birchot HaShachar is that you say them in order as you're getting up in the morning. When you open your eyes, you say the bracha of Pokei Achivrim, and when you stretch, you say the bracha of Zokev Kufim, and when you take your first steps, you say the bracha of Hamechim Mitzadei Gaver, etc., etc. And he points out that the bracha of Otei Yisrael B'Tifara, which is said when a person covers their head in the morning, puts their hat on, that's quite late in the Seder HaBrachot. So we see that in the Gemara, it's clear that the early brachot was said before a person had anything on their head. However, there is a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Ikrot Moshe, Chelek Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalad, Simon Mem, Ot Yud Dalad, where he refers us to the Taz in Simon Chet, where the Shulchan Aruch has said in Seif Bet that indicates that to wear a kippah all the time is nowadays is only midat chasidut, isn't strictly speaking necessary all the time. But the Taz says that nowadays, where the Gentiles are makpid to remove their hats when they go into a church or when they pray, so for us it's now an absolute din that we have to have our heads covered. And Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests that seeing as Christians are makpid to remove their hats when they have a prayer service, so then for us, if we were to daven without our heads covered, it could be a toiva, it could be an abomination in the prayer, which would mean that we would have to go back and daven again. And he seems to be inclined to say that that's what should be the case. L'chara only for davening, not for a bracha, but he leaves the matter as a tzarachiyun. But even as far as that is concerned, Rav Avadi Yosef paskens that you don't need to repeat the Amidah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also in Sefer Halichot Shlomo Hilchot Tefillah Perek Bet Seif Tet Zayin, he says that with the Avad you don't need to repeat the Tefillah. So certainly with a bracha one wouldn't need to repeat a bracha. Obviously one should be careful when taking one's cap off that one's still got one's kippah on one's head. The cap.